What was the key to getting off to such a good start? How did it help you the rest of the half?
I don't know exactly what the key was, but it was, you know, we were backed up to around the 5-yard line, and to put together a drive like that, I don't know, it was somewhere around 15 plays, something like that. I mean, that's about as good of a drive as you're going to have in football. So, you know, I think our offense played well coming out the gates. Receivers made a couple plays, line did a good job blocking, but it was nice to get that, you know, that first drive, that long drive to start the game.
Why were you sharper today?
I mean, I think, you know, just play better, execute better. But I think, you know, having a game plan week, allowing to prepare for the preparing for the opponent, understanding what they're trying to do in all situations, I think all that kind of helps the situation since we treated this more like a real game week.
A couple of you guys talked about how positive you were even starting at the 4 or whatever. Did you say something in particular to them when you got out there?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, just, I don't know what I said. I mean, I might have said something. I don't know. You know, I'll ask those guys. I don't even remember if I said anything. But again, that was a great job. You know, another thing to point out is how well our defense has been playing. I think our one defense has only given up one touchdown the entire preseason. So that's pretty good. Putting us in good field position. I know today we had a few backed up situations, but overall, you know, the defense played well. Special teams had that block kick. All around, I felt like the first half was kind of the full, you know, full team effort.
Mike, given that this was more of a regular season type preparation week for you, how does that cater to your strengths in terms of your preparation?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, something I like to kind of hang my hat on is prepare during the week as much as I can so that way I'm ready to go on Sundays. And having the full week, you know, the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday, you know, all the way through, that does fit my strengths because, you know, that's, again, that's kind of what I pride myself on is being well prepared and working hard during the week. So all that, you know, coaches did a good job with the game plan, and, you know, we came out and executed right from the get-go.
What do you make of the wide receiver group with Cam Meredith out of
the mix now? You know, obviously Cam was a huge part of our offense. I'm pulling for him, but guys just have to, you know, step up. Unfortunately, that's sometimes the reality of football is guys go down. But I think what we kind of talked about is we have a deeper group of receivers and a lot of guys that can play. So, you know, a lot of guys just, you know, there's an opportunity for someone in that room to really go grab that new spot. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but I think we have a deep group at receiver.
Given how well he's been doing in preseason and training camp, how tough is it to see him go down?
Yeah, it was definitely tough. Yeah, he was playing so well. I mean, he had the catch on the first drive and then the catch, obviously, right then. And just all camp, he's kind of been definitely one of our go-to guys. And again, I know we talk about it, but just a guy that was kind of on the incline, always getting better. It's unfortunate that something like that were to happen.
How challenging was the past week for you? And what effect, if any, did what happened with Mitch improve your performance today?
Like I told you guys the other day, is I just wanted to focus on myself and not really worry about all that. I mean, is there going to be thoughts about it? Of course. But I would always try to, you know, come back to focus on what I can, and I felt like I handled it well.
Like on the last drive of the first half, the third down throw to Deontay and toward the pylon, was that, can you take us through that?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we'll have to look at. You know, I think we just weren't on the same page there. But again, that's good for something like that to happen in the preseason. That way we can get it all, you know, worked out and you know, connect next time.
Is that potentially on the depth of the route there?
I'm not sure. Again, it was kind of cloudy in my vision, and that's something we'll look at. But, you know, I think, you know, that's something, like I said, could have happened in the preseason, and we'll fix it.
You also take us through the touchdown pass to Deion out to end the first
drive. Yeah, it was just kind of a hard sell play action, and Deion just did a good job getting open. I mean, it was a good play call. I mean, he was wide open. There was no one there, so it was a good job by Dal calling that one up and Deion getting open.
You mentioned Meredith being one of your go-to guys, the 28-yard completion you had to him where he was blanketed. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it looked like I knew it was man coverage, so I knew he would have a shot at winning. And the guy on Kevin kind of played it weird, so I got over to Cam. And again, I mean, I got hit on the play. I don't even know exactly. It must have been a good catch because I felt like the corner was right on him. But Again, I mean, it's just unfortunate that happened to Cam because he was, you know, definitely a big part of our offense.
Mike, you feel like you took a step forward in your chemistry with Kevin White today?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to – I feel like we've been developing that chemistry all throughout camp and can't get too hung up in a couple preseason games just because you didn't have a ton of catches. I mean, that's, you know, only a couple – you know, quarters of play. So I feel great with Kevin. I thought he had a, you know, I should have given him a better ball on that in cut on that third down. He did a good job making the play on it. But, you know, he's another guy with Cam down now that, you know, will I think he'll continue to grow and be that guy in our offense.
Mike, you haven't played a lot the last 2 years. Do you think there's something to be said for the improvement of just being out there and getting more snaps and just getting back in the rhythm?
For sure. I mean, it's not the same as practice. I mean, I feel like I've had plenty of reps at practice, and you get pretty good at that. But there's nothing that you can replicate that is a real game situation. And would I like to play better early on? Of course. But I think that's just part of it. I mean, I haven't played in over 2 years. So I think these reps are extremely valuable. And, you know, glad we took another a step forward today.
Michael, three of the third down connections on the first driver to Kendall. What has he shown you the last 5 weeks or so?
I think he's got a certain niche of things that he's really good at, and he's really good at those things. And, you know, I think it was kind of good we got him the ball after he was here the past couple of years. It seemed like all his catches were right on the sideline, so I'm sure he felt good about that. But, again, he's really good at, you know, on those third downs because he has an ability in the slot to get open.
All right, thanks, guys.